sur mon lit à bouffer sa langue en buvant prends mon whisky. Quant à moi, peu dormi, vie, débris, mais j'ai dû dormir dans la gouttière où j'ai eu un flash. En quatre couleurs. Allez hop, un matin, une louloute est venue chez moi, poupée de cellophane, cheveux chinois, un sparadrap, une gueule de bois, a bu ma bière dans un grand verre.
That is Plastic Bertrand from Brussels. He was born to a French father and a Ukrainian mother. The song is from 1977. I'll tell you how old I am. That's the year before I was born. And despite appearing as a singer, he didn't actually sing on this track. It was the producer that sang on this track. And unfortunately, Plastic Bertrand didn't receive very many royalties from the song. It's a brilliant song. It went to number 39 on the U.S. Billboard Top 100 back then. So check out that group. Do some digging. It's pretty cool stuff. Now for an artist who I first met in the area around Creemore, Ontario. I was doing a gig and they got an opener to help support the show. And it was J.D. Crosstown. Tall, lengthy, wonderful singer-songwriter and guitar player. And I think that was about 4 years ago now, maybe three, who knows? I've lost count of the years ever since the pandemic. I'm sure you guys feel the same. But he just released a brand new track. He's been doing a lot of touring in Europe, and he is a really wonderful singer-songwriter that I mentioned that before. But here's his track called Grey Goose. It was just added to the IMC, which is the Indigenous Music Countdown, and I hope you enjoy it. Here it is on the jukebox.
Tonight where I lay, could tell you, but I don't know how. I have no place that I can call my home. Seems what was right has now turned wrong. Or maybe it was like that all along. The life I knew a ball and chain dragging through every reason or rhyme. I still hear her speak throughout the night. She tells herself the same old lies to a little blue bottle that slowly runs dry. Hello, sister, can you see it all? Things arise before they fall. Oh, how I try to keep you from this day. For I've always known the blood and pain of sorrow runs through the roots and veins. Oh, how I try.
Taylor's Jukebox is broadcast weekly on many of the finest community, indigenous, and campus radio stations all over Turtle Island.
You're riding the radio rails with Julian Taylor's Jukebox.
another one. Now you won't put your feet back on the ground. Down to the ground, down to the ground. Down to the ground, down to the ground. Walks through the crowd and takes your man, sends you rushing to the mirror. Brush your eyebrows and say, there's more beauty in you than anyone. I remember who walked the warm sand beside you. More to your heel, let the waves come rushing in. She took the worry from your head, but then again, she put trouble in your heart instead. Then you fall down to the ground, down to the ground. You'll know how to still more crying when you're thinking of your mother's only son. Take to your bed, you say this peace and sleep, but you dream of love instead. All the heartache you'll find.
Music and rock and roll music's voices that really hasn't been heard in the rafters, like, you know, Joni and those guys. But that's Joan Armatrading with Down to Zero from her solo album, Joan Armatrading. And that was released back in the 70s. It was 1976 when that single came out. And it's a pop folk rock song that really punches. She's a British artist, and I wish that she had more notoriety. Hopefully, as the days go by, that will happen, because it's important music. My name is Julian Taylor, and you are listening to The Jukebox. We got music from Wells Fargo from the album Watch Out and the single Watch Out, released in 2017. They're a heavy rock band from Zimbabwe. Also on the show, we've played Graham Jones before, and we also have played this song a few times. It's a beauty. It went number one on the Indigenous Music Countdown. Here is The Storm. Our good friend, my good pal, Mimi Obonoswin, is on the show with a remix of El Dance. And James Blake, from 2013, and the tune Retrograde. You may know James Blake from how beautiful he is, but he's really great at making fun of himself. And here he is on the show. Mm-hmm.
to go. Don't let the hurdle fall. So be the girl you loved. Be the girl you loved. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now. Suddenly I'm hidden. It's the darkness of the dawn. And your friends are gone. And your friends won't come. So show me where you fit. Show me where you fit. Always. So show me why you're strong. Ignore everybody else. We're alone now.
Abierto y pie descalzo, conecta con el territorio de sus antepasados. Sopla vida que sale de ella en la noche, luminosa como la luna sin eclipse. Y la fauna quiere participar con la flora a celebrar. Traza, sabe sanar, la tierra ya va a temblar. Ar.
Thank you.
music for the human race. Julian Taylor's Jukebox rolls on.
Over, cut to the quick. Oh! Big up to Jukebox sponsors Long & McQuaid Musical Instruments, proudly Canadian since 1956.
My name is William, and you're listening to CJSF at 90.1 FM in Burnaby. CJSF is diverse, independent, and yours. Uniquely curated programming by our hosts maintains an independent voice among the masses. You keep CJSF independent.
I'm Dr. Anthony Lizowitz, and this is Climate Connections. Air pollution from power plants, vehicles, and other sources can worsen asthma and other health problems. So as the Trump administration reduces air pollution regulations, many clean air advocates are worried.
It's very scary because it's not abstract, right? Like my son has pretty severe respiratory issues.
Isabel Gonzalez-Whitaker is with the nonprofit Moms Clean Air Force, a group of parents working to protect kids from pollution and climate change. She says given federal rollbacks, the group is focusing on state and local advocacy.
This is a trying time, so we're looking for opportunities where we can find them to drive impact.
For example, they're pushing for state policies that limit air pollution, advocating for states to plug abandoned oil and gas wells that emit methane, and building support for more electric school buses. And they're encouraging parents to turn their concerns into action by writing letters and op-eds, submitting testimonies to lawmakers, or lobbying elected officials.
I think the more that we rally and the more that we provide voice to our discomfort and our disappointment, the less long, hopefully, that we have to live under circumstances that are super scary.
Climate Connections is produced by the Yale Center for Environmental Communication. To learn more about climate change, visit climateconnections.org.
CGSF would like to welcome you to a new series highlighting local artists and creatives alike. It's Studio 6, featuring live performances and panel discussions. Studio 6 is geared to bringing local content to you via CGSF 90.1 FM at cgsf.ca/studio6. Visit cgsf.ca/studio6 to find the latest performance or discussion. Want to contribute to Studio 6? There are lots of opportunities for brands and groups to join in. Just visit cgsf.ca/studio6 for more info.